We are joined on Panthers Radio with Zionomics by Panthers' new team physio, Phil Rippon. Phil, you're replacing Poundy, who was working with the team for a long time from last year. Now, what does the change mean?
Firstly, I want to take a couple of seconds just to say thanks to Poundy for the 10 years of hard work that he's put into the team already. I've worked alongside him both in private practice and with the team themselves, and I'm hoping to take forward the work that he's done in the past, plus adding my own unique skills to help the team succeed next season.
Now, obviously, injuries are part and parcel of a sport as physical as ice hockey. What's changing behind the scenes for the Panthers to make us more prepared than ever for that?
I think what we need to look at is a sound medical team. Not just the physio side, but we need consultants to look into. We're also looking for allied health professionals, sports researchers, things like that, to help get the players ready on a game, or get the players ready to get them working towards the game day to get the right results out on the ice.
Now, this year sees us have a closer partnership than ever before with Physio Direct and with some of the other facilities available to the Panthers. Do you think we now have one of the stronger medical backgrounds of any other team in the IHL?
Yeah, I think we do. The company, Physio Direct, have been around since 1996. The owner, Owen Robinson, has been around the team leading up to Scott taking over. And we are one of the biggest in the Nottinghamshire area as for sort of sports injuries and coping with day-to-day aches and pains.
So all in all, it's looking like a bright year for the Panthers medically next year, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Like you said at the start, we're in a tough sport. It's a fast, physical game. Injuries are part and parcel of it. But hopefully, with what we can do, we get the players back out on the ice quicker and fitter and faster, stronger.
All right, well, thanks a lot for talking to us, Phil, and hopefully you won't be too busy next year.
Fingers crossed.